Welcome to a burning fire. Jeremiah 20 and verse 9. Your speaker is Jim Boyd. We're very much aware that we live in a rapidly changing world, but this has always been the case. But our age has seen changes of greater impact and speed probably than any age in human history. And we also must be aware that there are some things that do not change. Among those things are the basic needs of mankind. We deem it profitable as well as interesting to consider what man's basic and fundamental needs really are. Let us imagine a world blown apart by a super explosion that left but a few people to survive. You know, that's not an altogether unheard of idea. But no longer did they have their houses and their cars and their televisions and their wristwatch or their jewelry. All the many material possessions that we see around us ceased to exist. Yet the human family could survive if we had our basic needs. Even though our world has become tremendously complicated because of the many things around us, the ultimate requirements of life remain relatively simple. The real necessities have not changed since Adam. Now, many refinements have been added, and we have multiplied our wants until the list is extensive. It takes so much of our time and energy and thought to continue to supply the comforts and luxuries and the many other things upon which people have allowed themselves to become so dependent. It is good to strip away all of these surface matters and to think about the basic matters, the basic needs of man. Man has certain physical needs for his sustenance of life. He must have food and shelter and clothing. Not really much more. Now, we're not suggesting that we do away with everything else that makes life enjoyable. We're just simply trying to focus on what is truly demanded. Our lives do not depend on all the added things that we have accumulated. Many problems of life arise from our excessive wants for many things. People even fight and hate and gouge and push and exploit and take advantage and cheat and kill whatever they feel is needful in order to possess material things. By this, we show that we do not understand that keeping our wants few and simple would be more in accord with our needs. People like Adam and Noah and Abraham and Moses and David, they had much the same needs that we have today. Basically, there is no difference. Now, we may have different modes of transportation. We may wear different types of garments. We may sleep in a different design of shelter. But we still have the same needs that they had. There are a number of biblical passages that teach us the futility of seeking happiness and satisfaction by having things. For instance, in Job 1 and verse 21, "Naked came I out of my mother's womb, and naked shall I return thither. The Lord gave, and the Lord hath taken away. Blessed be the name of the Lord." Paul wrote in 1 Timothy 6, "But godliness with contentment is great gain. For we brought nothing into this world. It is certain we can carry nothing out. Having food and raiment, let us therewith be content." Again, he wrote to the brethren in Philippi, "Not that I speak in respect of want, for I have learned in whatsoever state I am therewith to be content. I know how to be abased, and I know how to abound. Everywhere and in all things I am instructed, both to be full and to be hungry, both to abound and to suffer need." And Christ taught in Luke 12:15, "Take heed and beware of covetousness, for a man's life consisteth not in the abundance of the things which he possesseth." Well, do not all of these passages plead that we do not overemphasize the material and the physical things of this life? The beauty and the wonder of it all is that God knows we have need of certain physical things, and He has promised if we'll put His kingdom and His righteousness first in life, we'll have provided for us what we really need, Matthew 6:33. Man has lungs, God provides air. Man has hunger, God provides plants and animals from which clothing can be made and food can be derived. Man needs warmth, and God provides the sun and the fuels with which to build shelters and produce heat. Before man was created, God had already created a world that would provide for his needs of mankind. These things have not changed from the beginning of time. Man is learning more and more how to use what God has given, and it enhances his state in life by their use, to be sure. But man shall not live by bread alone. You see, contrary to the thinking of some, man is more than just a physical being. He is a spiritual creature. He is created in the spiritual image of God. Man is soul and spirit as well as body. And many fail to realize this about themselves and others, and therefore they fail to provide for this part of man, and this failure leaves them so incomplete. Being a spiritual creature, mankind needs fellowship with God, his Creator. Having sinned, mankind needs to be redeemed from the onslaughts of sin. And all have sinned, Romans 3:23, and we are subject to the wages of sin, Romans 6 and verse 23. Our sins separate us from our Creator and deprive us of that needed fellowship with God, Isaiah 59:1-2. If only all mankind could realize his lost and condemned condition in sin, then the task of persuading people to come to God would be greatly simplified. So many either deny or completely ignore the fact that we are spirit and shall continue to exist after physical death. But God has provided for our spiritual needs. Matthew 1:21. She shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus, for it is he that shall save his people from their sins. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Jesus Christ is God's provision for the spiritual blessings that man must have. All such blessings are found in the relationship with God that is repeatedly referred to as being in Christ, Ephesians 1 and verse 3. When Jesus taught the woman at Jacob's well in John 4, it was obvious that she was concentrating on the physical need of water. She was unsaved, unbelieving, unblessed, in spiritual need. Christ told her about another water, the water of eternal life. And while the woman was like so many today that put their emphasis only on the physical, Jesus pointed out her spiritual need and that he was the one through whom that need could and would be supplied. He is the water of life. One basic reason why so many people are groping about in life with such frustration and hopelessness and aimlessness, seeking to get something out of life but missing the mark, is because they've not accepted the fact that man is spirit. Man has spiritual needs. God has supplied those needs, and the supply is Jesus Christ. Only Christ can give unto man what he must have to be complete and fulfilled. One can heap to himself wealth and abundance of the material and be miserable and lacking. The one who has partaken of the spiritual bread of Christ, regardless of physical circumstances, he has learned contentment and peace. He knows value. He has the hope of an eternal life with God. Mankind needs guidance in life. It's not in man that walketh to direct his own steps, Jeremiah 10:23. And here is where many make a colossal blunder. We get the idea that we can just do as we please, that we'll get along all by ourselves. Here we are sinning, bringing reproach on the cause of Christ that we're supposed to uphold. We think that we can just go and live as we see fit, and all will be all right. Friend, it just doesn't work that way, does it? Paul said, I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, wholly acceptable unto God, which is your spiritual service. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Romans 12:1-2. And John wrote, Love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, the pride of life, is not of the Father, but is of the world. And the world passeth away, and the lust thereof. But he that doeth the will of God abideth forever. Friend, the sinful things of the world are off limits to those who would be a child of God. The biblical admonition is, come ye out from among them. Too many, probably, who profess to be Christians have repeatedly and deliberately followed the ways of the world. They bring reproach upon Christ. They make a mockery of the teaching of God. Christian people wish to live by the Bible, and they encourage others to go that way also. But sometimes there are those who don't worship on Lord's Day like the Christian does, but they see something in you that it really repulses them from the gospel of Jesus Christ, the very gospel that is necessary to save their souls. Friend, we must realize that there is more to Christianity, isn't there, than just going to services and eating the Lord's Supper, giving a few dollars and bowing in prayer. Now, that's necessary. That's a part of God's plan. We should look upon that with reverence and respect. But now, as always, God requires obedient living in order to worship acceptably. In Hosea 6 and verse 6, for I desired mercy and not sacrifice, and the knowledge of God more than burnt offerings. As Samuel told Saul, behold, to obey is better than sacrifice. Now the point is, we make our worship vain when we defy God Monday through Saturday and think that coming to worship on Sunday is going to make everything all right. But friend, man does have the need of worship. He does have the need of being guided by the Word of God in his life. He does have need to abstain from those things that are evil. Paul has written, now the works of the flesh are manifest, which are these? Adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lasciviousness, idolatry, witchcraft, hatred, variance, emulations, wrath and strife, seditions, heresies, envying, murders, drunkenness, revelings, and such like. Of the which I tell you before, as I have told you in time past, that they which do such things shall not inherit the kingdom of God. You see, these passages teach us that man needs guidance in life, and he cannot guide himself. This is a changeless need of mankind. This is a spiritual need, of course. Now, we have our physical needs, we have our spiritual needs. It has been essentially the same for people down in every generation. In a world where changes are so fast, when what was new yesterday is obsolete today, when what was new today is antiquated by tomorrow, we need to know that there are some things that remain constant and do not change. We also need to know that the supply of our basic needs has not changed. And we need to know that the supply of our spiritual need does not change. Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forever. My dear listener, when we hold fast to Christ, we can either ride out the turbulent changes, or we'd take advantage of them for our good. But without the Lord, we're sailing on a stormy sea, without compass, without hope, without reaching a happy destination. And while so many things round about us change, rapidly change, let's always be mindful. There are some things that don't change, and man's spiritual need does not change. And Jesus Christ is the supply for all of our needs. This has been A Burning Fire. Your speaker is Jim Boyd. Until next time.